This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some cities in France are getting rid of outdoor advertising, which they say is ugly, hurts the environment, and is antisocial. The western city of Nantes has recently banned most electronic billboards. 110 were dismantled in one night, and that's only the start. John Lawrenson reports.
From his office, Pascal Prat, vice president of the government of Greater Nantes, points out the window at the central station and streets below.
La gare de Nantes.
Oui.
Prat says this has become a billboard-free zone.
We've cleaned this whole area, and across the city, the reduction is drastic.
Advertisers have had to dismantle all large billboards in and around the city and reduce the number of smaller ones by about half. The municipality is also cutting digital advertising in shop windows and on the public transport system. It also banned all advertising near schools. It's partly to save electricity, but that's not the main thing.
The aim is to pacify the urban landscape, and near heritage sites or places of natural beauty, ban billboard advertising altogether. We're also thinking about the impact of advertising that pushes people to consume more and buy things they don't necessarily need.
Street advertising in the Nantes area brings in over $11 million a year. Undaunted by the revenue loss, other cities like Grenoble, Marseille and Paris have enacted similar bans, following Brazil's Sao Paulo, India's Chennai and four US states. Stéphane Dotland is president of the Street Advertising Union. He says these city councils' view of billboards is outdated.
These days, if your advertising is manipulative rather than honest, you're dead. Because consumers know how to read it, how to decode it, but also because there are so many restrictions. A dishonest advert is much more likely to be sanctioned than the media or politicians or web influencers when they fail to tell the truth.
But out on the streets of Nantes, passers-by like Maëlys Long say they don't miss the ads.
I think it's a good thing to get rid of them. I rarely agree with the ads they give us. I often find them a bit shocking or stupid.
1,000 billboards are programmed to disappear in the Nantes area by 2024. In Nantes, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.